When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Is the kitchen on this
downstairs.
Level?
Downstairs.
Downstairs. This is, I must go down to. Can I give you a hand?
No, just take those up.
All right, so that's milk and Christine is looking for a glass of water as well.
There are six women upstairs waiting on Peter Healy's apple cake.
And you lay on the food as well.
There's nothing in the food.
He's taking it out of one of two ovens in a big downstairs kitchen.
I'll have it ready in a second.
Okay.
Everything is ready. Okay, I can take those off.
Okay.
And I'll bring that up with glass and water.
Where did you learn to cook?
I didn't learn to cook. If you can't cook, you should starve. Well, anybody who can't cook should starve. I mean, God knows, like, anybody can make an apple cake. Anybody.
There's a table in the centre of the kitchen, and on it are two tea trays with cups and saucers. This is night time. In the daytime, the table can have tea on it, but it's not for drinking. It's 3 hours earlier, and the women, Peter's guests, are arriving. One of them, Una, is playing a viola. It's made of a pale, unvarnished wood. It's Peter's new viola. Not a new one he's bought, but one he's made. Peter Healy is a luthier, somebody who makes stringed instruments. The word comes from the French word for lute.
The label is terrific. He has a copy of Gasparo da Salo viola, about 1580. Hold on. Frequencies determined by Thomas Hansen of Black Rock, Dublin.
Isn't that terrific?
The new viola was hung on a hook beside the door of the drawing room. I say drawing room because it's a Georgian house, and that's what it looks like, a drawing room. Paintings, old photographs, bookcases around the walls, a good-sized fireplace with a log fire in it at the other end, a long sash window out onto the night, a high ceiling out of which hangs a centre light, below which are gathered a cluster of music stands. Gradually, everyone arranges themselves. For an event that's been taking place in this house for 75 years, a soiree. Peter Healy invites friends and people he meets to come to his drawing room and play chamber music a few times a week.
The fun is in amateur music. The professionals take it very seriously, and really no true professional would walk in the door and bother playing with us. I bother playing with anybody if they weren't being paid. Do you know what I mean? It's a different attitude.
Do they not love the music?
Well, you see, once it becomes your bread and butter, it's a very different thing. I know, I've known endless musicians, and very few of them ever, professionals, ever wanted to play. Oh, a lot of my nephews and nieces are professional musicians that they wouldn't dream of playing with me. Not that I blame them.
But do they play for fun?
No, they don't know. They play to, that's their job.
So it takes, it takes all the sport
anymore.
Out of it.
Well, it does, doesn't it?
That's a cello, is it?
It's the cello.
I really love the sound of a cello.
Everybody says it's terribly disconcerting.
Yeah, well, because that's putting you under pressure,
it's
isn't it?
It's wonderful. And it is. And this actually, whatever about me being a rotten cellist, this is a wonderful cello. Isn't it, Peter?
One of the world's best.
Yeah, that was made in Italy in 1970. and it was made for me. And it's a wonderful award. It's far too good for me. It's a wonderful instrument. It's a luthier. Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. Yeah. It's a copy of a Strad, obviously. It's a very good copy of a Strad. My husband had it made for me.
Oh, that was really nice.
It was. He
did he ever regret it?
He bought a violin, and he wrote to your man initially saying, you know, have you any violins ready for buying? And so he said, oh, yeah, I have a row of violins. So the violin arrived, COD, you gave him the money, and he handed over the violin. It was about £250 at the time. In 69, that was some money, all right. So, oh, he said, oh, we have to have a cello like that. So he wrote up and said, we'll make a cello for my wife. So he used to write his wonderful letter saying, I'm putting on the coat of arms for your wife who plays the cello. That was lovely.
Yeah. Did he ever get to hear it?
I'm afraid not.
2, 3, 4. One of the regulars, Una, coordinates.
All right. Oh, she's in on the first beat, so that's great. Okay.
3, 4. We always kept an open house. My mother, if she knew any kids around the district, she'd rope them in, and we'd try playing simple piano trios. He used to buy them in Woolworths at the time, 6 months for a thing like a movement from Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto or something. No, it dragged a bit.
We could improve it. It dragged a bit.
Yeah, so the cello is at 27 now.
Yeah, I see, okay.
And we'll see, will you drag it then, Healy? Okay, so 1, 2, 3.
There was my father and my mother. When we came here, my three brothers and my two sisters. We had a fairly hopeful house. And none of us got married. We weren't the marrying type, maybe.
And did you all live here as single people?
We all lived here as single people.
How did that work out?
There's an art in living with people. You have to cultivate it. I'm sure you know that. When you're living with people, you mind your own business and you show concern for their likes and dislikes. And I think we got along very well.
Must have been terribly lonely when they all passed on, was it?
No. My sister died about 4 years ago. And people said, you must be very lonely. And the last thing in life I ever was lonely. I don't know what loneliness is. I used to take off and wander around the Alps by myself. Because I didn't want other people interfering with my curriculum. I had a programme laid out and I wanted to do what I wanted. And loneliness didn't enter into the picture at all.
Peter, what do you want to do? Will you do Percolese?
We love Percolese.
We haven't done Percolese before.
No,
we
haven't.
Just hand over. There's three viola parts here. Yeah.
How long do you have this music?
This music? I've been collecting it for 50 years or more. It takes a long time to, you know, accumulate the lot. I've reached saturation point. I don't anymore.
So why did you start collecting this?
Well, we started playing together.
How did you meet up with musicians?
You just meet them and make a note of their phone numbers and keep in touch.
This lady said you pick up people on the street.
I would if I had to.
So if you see somebody walking along with a violin case, do you stop the car and hop out? And...
Yeah, I ask them whether they're trad or classical.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. I was a draftsman in the ESB, and I wouldn't have done anything else. I loved every minute of it. I think that's the secret of life, isn't it? I like what you're doing. I've made about 16 instruments, and they all have a certain brightness in common. Now, I'm always trying to improve on it. Like, the plates have to be tuned. That plate has to be tuned, and that has to be tuned.
How do you tune them?
It has to be tuned to a certain frequency or note.
By sanding them down?
No, it has to be carved. You hold the thing at a point there, and you tap it in the middle, and you hear a note. Day, day, day. I can hear a note, you can't maybe, but I can hear it. Say the viola is tuned to C sharp.
This tuning of the instrument starts very early on, when the front and the back of the violin, for example, are just blank pieces of wood. Peter puts them sitting on top of a speaker, through which he plays the note C sharp. The piece of wood then starts to vibrate.
And you put dry tea leaves on it. The tea leaves begin to vibrate. And as you bring up the volume, they begin to hop. And eventually they're hopping quite madly. And wherever they land, if it's not vibrating, they stay there.
Now here's the magic. If the wood is carved correctly, for certain notes, the dry tea leaves will land in certain designs.
For the high note, I think it would come out as a perfect circle. For the lowest note, it would come out as a perfect cross.
And when you're making the violins, do you ever regret that you didn't do it full time and that you did that you worked in the...
Well, yeah, making... there's no money to be made making fiddles. And you have to eat. And we're still roping in young people. Our mother introduced me to our daughter, who was married with a few children, and she thought the daughter was not getting enough out of life and asked me to rope her into a quartet. Now she's on my doorstep every second night. You can't play quartets by yourself unless you're an octopus with a flair for chamber music.
So you rely on them and they rely on you?
Of course. The only instrumental music worth playing is chamber music, because each instrument has its own part. You're an individual. You never use your individuality. You make that contribution to the piece you're playing. It's like a conversation between four people.
Finally, after 3 hours, the playing is finished.
I tell you, while I'm getting the key ready, you can play something else. You've gone with the cello string.
Peter doesn't like to see anybody not playing.
Is he not?
No.
Well, it's the effort of getting people here, and then they all they want to do is eat.
Apple cake,
because the brain, as you know, needs food, so you get starving, because you're not only is it physical, but it's mental as well, you see.
Peter Healy, luthier and host.
I think I had an idyllic life. Everybody looked after me all the time. I didn't deserve it.
You've been listening to The Curious Ear. I'm Ronan Kelly.